Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. To see how FreshBooks can save you time and boost your creativity, go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. I'm also the author of several books, including The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, Louder Than Words, and the new book, Herding Tigers, Be the Leader That Creative People Need. Here on the show, we talk about you and your creative process and how to be prolific, brilliant, and healthy as a create-on-demand professional. You know, one of the things that I think we all wrestle with is we have ambitions, we have dreams, we have things we want to do, and we have people who will encourage us to pursue those dreams. But I think we have to wrestle with the fact that not everything we dream about is going to come to pass. And so on today's show, I want to talk about what happens when your dream dies. What does that look like? How do you move on? How do you move from one phase into the next without feeling like you're somehow turning your back on who you are? So that's what we're going to dive into in just a minute. A couple of things before we do. First of all, I have a new show. I think I've mentioned that a couple of times on this podcast. It's called The Daily Creative, and it's a daily show where I just share a quick 2 to 5 minute tip about how to be prolific, brilliant, and healthy, how to approach your work in a more meaningful way. So check it out wherever you listen to podcasts. Again, it's called The Daily Creative. Also, today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. So in my book, Herding Tigers, I talked about 5 popular myths about creative people. And one myth is that creatives lack business acumen. This drives me crazy. The truth is that creative people can be extremely business savvy, extremely sharp, extremely intuitive. It's just that often creative people tend to solve problems differently. They don't think in a linear fashion. We're thinking in a more circular fashion. We're often taking in more stimulus and forming deeper and more systemic patterns. Well, nobody understands this more than FreshBooks. The proof is in the millions of creative pros that have turned to FreshBooks Cloud Accounting to help them conquer their admin and their paperwork. And by the way, I happen to be one of those creatives. The first instant I started using FreshBooks, I understood exactly why it's such a perfect fit for creative pros. The interface is visual, it's really intuitive, and it's ridiculously easy to use. Sending a professional branded invoice takes about 30 seconds. You can set yourself up to receive online payments in just 2 clicks. And there's a proposals feature that means you can incorporate your project details, the scope of work, and a timeline right there in your estimate. So everything is in one place. It's so easy. No more using spreadsheets, no more typing up invoices on the fly and then somehow trying to track payment. FreshBooks allows you to do everything in one place. It's so easy. So to get a feel for using FreshBooks, they're offering an unrestricted 30-day free trial to all listeners of the Axon Creative Podcast. No credit card required. Just a free trial, 100% free. All you need to do is go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental in the How Did You Hear About Us section. We thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, people love to encourage you to chase your dreams. They do, and they mostly mean well. What they don't tell you is that you're probably going to fail a lot. You are. And the problem with pursuing a dream is that it's sometimes hard to know when to quit. I mean, think about it. Think about a dream that you have right now, a place you want to go, a thing you want to be doing differently in 5 or 7 or 10 years. How will you know when it's time to give up on that dream? How will you know when it's run its course? How will you know when the circumstances have changed to the point where you need to rethink your place in the world? So I was in my mid-20s and I'd been performing full-time music for a number of years, even put myself partially through college doing it. And I had just enough going for me that I might actually be able to make a career of it. This is, wow, 20 plus years ago now. But anyway, stay with me. Enter the girl. I just met my future wife and I was beginning to realize that a life of hanging out in clubs until 3 a.m. and sleeping in until noon was probably not going to be the best recipe for a happy marriage or for any marriage, really. I still remember making a deal with my now wife that I'd give myself a year to make significant progress or I'd quit and I'd find gainful employment. It seemed at the time like a sure thing. I mean, after all, I'd been playing a ton of big shows. We'd been opening for all of these big name headliners in theaters and at festivals, playing in front of thousands of people. And I had quite a bit of interest from a handful of music industry people. And so I thought I'd have months to spare, right? Surely I'll make progress. I'll have months to spare. Things are going to keep going as they were. As we approached the one-year mark of our deal, I still remember the dread setting in. There had been no major progress toward a recording deal or a publishing deal, because I was a songwriter as well. And worse, things seemed to be slowing down quite a bit. So I was starting to panic. And it was at that moment that I had a crucial decision to make. Was I going to stubbornly hold on to the image of who I thought I wanted to be? Or was I going to let go of that dream and embrace who I might become? See, here's the thing. Your dreams can become stale. Your dreams have a shelf life. They do. Not all dreams, but a lot of dreams have a shelf life. They can become a pale representation of how you once saw yourself, or how you once wanted to interact with the world, or how you once wanted other people to see you. However, like all living things, you are not static. You are adapting, you're changing, you're growing, you're dying, you're being reborn continually. The you of today is not the you of yesterday. So the deeply held dreams that were once such a perfect articulation of who we are can become ill-fitting. We outgrow them, and then we have to make a choice, either to cling to them out of comfort, quite frankly, or to let them die and to embrace something new. Letting a dream die isn't just about the thing that you're chasing. It's much more complex than just cutting ties, choosing a new pursuit, and moving on. In a way, letting go of a dream is about releasing a certain way of seeing yourself. It's the willful destruction of a perceived identity. It almost feels like identity suicide, in a way, when you let go of something you've held on to for so long and move on to something else. It was time for me to let my music dream die. I knew that music was not going to be my future, at least not professionally. However, though the decision was made quickly, the letting go part took much, much longer. Let me explain. I had to learn to forgive myself for not achieving my goals, and this took a while, right? Because I felt like I had failed myself, like a younger version of myself, because I hadn't achieved my goals. You know, for a few years after I moved on, I would look back on days that I spent doing anything other than working on my career, and I would wonder, what if? Right? What if I had worked harder? What if I had taken that opportunity? What if I had had a demo ready when the head of A&R for Sony approached me and said, I'm very interested, let me have your demo. And I said, I'll get you one, right? What if I had had something ready? The weight of the unknown was just too much to carry. It just was. So I had to learn to forgive myself for all of those things, for all of those failures, and to learn from it. And I also had to grieve the dream itself, just like I would grieve the death of a friend. In some ways, I was mourning the passing away of a part of my identity, how I describe myself to others, how I perceive the role that I would play in the world. So I had to allow myself the space to grieve that dream. And then there was the loss of the thing itself. You know, I'd loved the years that I spent making music. It was a tremendous informative part of my life. And I feared that I would never find something that would so closely match those magical moments on stage when everything clicked. So listen, here's kind of the main point of all of this and the reason I'm sharing my story. Pain is the price that we pay for trying things. It is. Pain is the price that we pay for trying things. Every skilled skateboarder has broken bones, cracked skulls, and at least one brush with death. Every one of them does. Every accomplished actor has bombed on stage and considered quitting multiple times. Every celebrated author has stared into a blank screen, including this one, by the way. Every celebrated author has stared into a blank screen and feared that they've got nothing left to give. Every single one. Sometimes good things have to die so something great can be born. When we hold on to the good things for too long, we end up killing them anyway. They lose their life force. They lose what made them unique and valuable to begin with was their transience, right? That's what made them valuable, and we end up suffocating it when we hold on to them past their shelf life. Wise people know when to leave a good thing and when to leave a good thing alone. So I think wise people also know that quitting isn't always the same thing as losing, right? Failure is inevitable. It is. But losing is always optional. Failure is inevitable. Losing is optional. Sometimes quitting or failure is the only way to win in the long run. So I challenge you to think about your dreams. I challenge you to think about your ambitions. Think about where you want to go in your life. Think about those things that you're holding out there in front of you and ask yourself, should my dreams today be the same as my dreams were yesterday or last week or last month or last year? Some of us hold on to our dreams far beyond their shelf life. Maybe it's time to let something good die so that something great can be born in the coming year. I can't tell you what to do, but I challenge you to think about that this week. All right? Hey, I'd love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about that. interact@accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there, or you can reach me at accidentalcreative.com. And I also encourage you to sign up for our weekly email list at accidentalcreative.com/subscribe. I send it out once a week, and it's got tips, ideas, principles to help you be prolific, brilliant, and healthy. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time. Gina, 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 gina